Title: Donovan Bad Boy Smith Approach. Lock a rugged sub role in Ableton Live 12 for sound system, drum, and bass punch. Intro: Hi. This lesson walks you through the Donovan Bad Boy Smith Approach. How to lock a rugged sub role in Ableton Live 12 so your low end punches on big sound systems without getting muddy. This is an intermediate bass lines tutorial. We'll build a mono, phase stable sub instrument in Waveedable. Program a tight roll pattern and use only Live 12 stock devices, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, compressor for sidechain, utility, and limiter to glue the sub to your kick and snare. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a mono sub instrument, tuned for drum and bass, a short repeated sub roll MIDI pattern using 1/32 or 1/16 subdivisions, a stock device processing chain that adds harmonics and control, a routing and sidechain setup that locks the sub energy to the drum transient for sound system punch. Step-by-step walkthrough before you start. Keep your drum group routed to a drum bus or group return, so you can sidechain to the actual drum hits. Step A. Create the sub voice 1. Create a MIDI track and load Waveedable. 2. In oscillator 1, choose a clean sine or sine type Waveedable. Set unison to 1. Keep osc 1 level around -6 to -12 dB to leave headroom. 3. Turn off oscillator 2, or if you need harmonic presence for club stacks, enable it an octave up at a very low level, around -18 to -24 dB. This keeps the sub pure but audible on V-stacks. 4. In the filter, choose a low pass 24 dB/oct, and start cutoff around 180 Hz. Keep resonance low. 5. Set the amp envelope for a short pluck, attack 0 ms, or up to 5 ms to remove clicks, decay 30-80 ms depending on roll firmness. Sustain 0-60% lower for shorter hits, release 20-60 ms. 6. Optional, route a tiny pitch envelope for microgrid, ENV2 to pitch, a downward 12-36 cents with decay 50-100 ms and very small amount. Step B. MIDI roll pattern 1. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip at 174-176 bpm. Set the grid to 1/32 or 1/16 triplet depending on your roll style. 2. Program the root note in repeated short notes, dense 1/32s for a compact roll, or 1/16 with flams for a ragged feel. Keep note length short, between 1/32 and 1/16. 3. Shape dynamics with velocity. Start strong 80-100, drop mid-roll 40-60, then add an accent on the final hit to lock with the drum transient. 4. Humanize slightly. Nudge alternate hits 1/5 ms, or use a subtle groove from your groove pool. Step C. Make it mono and phase safe 1. Insert utility after Waveedable and set width to 0% to mono sum the sub. This is critical for sound system reinforcement and phase consistency. 2. Optionally insert spectrum or EQ8 to visually confirm your sub energy sits roughly 40-90 Hz and that there are no unexpected peaks. Step D. Sub EQ and cleanup 1. Add EQ8 after utility. High pass at 18-25 Hz with a steep slope 48 dB/oct to remove inaudible below room rumble. 2. If you want to emphasize a frequency, use a gentle bell between 40-70 Hz with small boosts up to +2.5 dB. Be conservative. 3. Use a low pass around 120-180 Hz to remove mid-bass content so the sub stays focused on the fundamental. Step E. Add grit and glue 1. Insert saturator after EQ8. Choose analog clip or soft sine and drive gently, around +2.4 dB drive. Set wet around 60-80%, to add harmonics for audibility on small speakers. 2. Add drum bus after saturator. Slight drive of +1.3. Set character to taste. Use the transient knob to control attack. Use boom sparingly to avoid smearing the roll. 3. Optionally add a glue compressor to tame dynamics. Ratio 3:1. Attack 1/5 ms. Release 0.20.6s. Must make up gain. Step F. Locking to kick slash snare with sidechain 1. Insert Ableton compressor after drum bus. Open sidechain and select your drum group or a dedicated kick slash snare bus as the input. 2. Use the sidechain filter to emphasize the kick band, if available. Focus the detector on 60-100 Hz if you want the compressor to respond mainly to the kick. 3. Typical compressor settings for locking. Ratio 4:1:8:1. Attack very fast 0.11 ms. Release short 60-140 ms. Tune release to the tempo so compression releases before the next sub hit. 4. Set threshold, so you get about 2-6 dB of gain reduction on the drum transient. This ducking makes the sub snap back and creates the locked punch. Step G. Tightening transient timing 1. If the sub feels late, nudge the MIDI notes 1/5 ms earlier to align with drum transient peaks. 2. You can also use utility phase flip if you hear polarity issues, or do micro volume automation on the track to create micro ducking, a tiny dip right before a transient to emphasize the snap after it. Step H. Final safety and loudness 1. Add a limiter at the end if you plan to bounce the sub to audio. Set ceiling to minus 0.5 dB. 2. Keep headroom. Don't let the sub channel clip. Use track gain conservatively. Step I. Optional bounce slash resample to audio 1. When satisfied, record the processed sub to a new audio track via resampling or export slash import. 2. Trim the start to remove any latency and avoid phase drift. Ideally, keep the clip unwarped. 3. With audio, you can micro-edit, slice hits, and apply transient fades to lock the roll even further. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving the sub stereo. Always mono-sum the sub region with utility width 0%. Oversaturating or excessive low boost. This creates mud on large systems. Slow sidechain attack or release. This will let the sub bleed into the drum transient. Using wide unison or detune on the sub oscillator. That introduces phase smear. Not checking in mono or on a subwoofer slash phone. Always audition summed mono and on multiple playback systems. Overusing drum buzz boom. Too much boom kills articulation. Pro tips: humanize the roll with tiny velocity and timing variations 1/6 ms. Use a dedicated ghost kick trigger for precise sidechain timing if your drums are complex. Add harmonics above 120-150 Hz for audibility on small systems while keeping the fundamental intact. Bounce processed sub to audio and use clip gain and transient fades to tighten per hit behavior. Use a narrow parametric cut on frequencies that mask the kick to let both coexist. Map macro controls in an instrument rack for drive, sublevel, width, sidechain amount, and low cut to speed up workflow. Mini practice exercise 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Load a breakbeat and group kick slash snare to a drum bus. 2. Create the wavetable sub as described, mono sign with short decay. 3. Program a 1/1/32 roll and repeat it for 16 bars. Vary velocity every 4 bars. 4. Chain utility width 0%. EQ 8 HB at 20 HE, LP at 150 HC, saturator analog clip plus 2 dB drive, drum bus drive plus 1/2, compressor sidechain to the drum bus ratio 6:1, attack 0.5 ms, release 80 ms. 5. Listen in mono and on headphones, then resample the processed sub to audio. Trim and nudge the audio start by a few ms if needed to lock with the break. 6. Save and a slash B with and without sidechain to hear the locking effect. Recap: you've built a mono, phase-stable sub using wavetable, programmed a tight velocity-shaped roll, mono-summed the low end, cleaned and sculpted with EQ8, added controlled harmonics with saturator and drum bus, and used fast sidechain compression to lock the sub to your kick and snare. Resampling and micro-editing are the last mile to perfect the tight, rugged punch for sound systems. Final mindset: the lock comes from timing relationships, envelopes, compressor curves, and micro-timing, more than heavy processing. Be conservative with low frequency gain and saturation. Test on club speakers and low-volume devices. Small surgical moves and resampling are usually what make a sub-roll translate on a Reval PA. End. Go practice, load your template, dial in the patch, and run the 16-bar exercise. A slash B your changes, listen in mono and on different systems, and iterate until the low end feels glued to the drums and punches on the biggest stacks. That's the Donovan Bad Boy Smith approach. Lock a rugged sub roll in Ableton Live 12 for sound system drum and bass punch.